As Chico's Demi Lovato, No Promises on Beat 102 and 103, it has come to that time where we must dive into the world of showbiz and check up on how some celebrities are doing. And usually I am joined by the wonderful Paula Phelan, but it's her birthday, so she has decided to skive off. But you know what, Paula, I couldn't care less if you're becoming the President of Ireland. I'm not letting you off that easy at all.
Hello?
Hiya, Paula.
Hey, how
are you?
Good, how are you?
Paula, it's 8:30.
It's what?
It's 8:30.
The Buzz.
Where the hell are you?
You caught me.
I caught you rapid, didn't I?
You did.
How are you? How's your birthday going? Happy 25th
Fantastic.
Birthday.
What did you say?
I said happy 25th birthday.
24.
No, 25, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure, are you, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. How are you?
Good.
Did you do anything wild for your birthday?
No, I'm actually in Kilkenny at the moment.
Oh, what are you doing in Kilkenny?
Went shopping.
So lovely.
I thought it was a little bit wild.
Good. You deserve it. Who are you with? Are you with your family?
No, I'm with my friend Amelia.
Right. Well, you and Amelia are in for some really good showbiz updates, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us.
Are you ready?
Yeah, this is going to make my birthday 10 times better.
Okay, right. Well, here you go. Are you ready for this? So Matt Terry is dropping his first solo song since his X Factor winner single this Friday. Sucker For You is due out at the end of the week, and it comes after Matt recently featured on the remix of Enrique Iglesias' new track, Sube Mela Radio, alongside Sean Paul. Do you remember that one, P?
I was about to say, oh my God, I can't believe it, but who the hell is Matt Terry again?
Matt Terry, I think, won the X Factor last year, I'm pretty sure, and he had a Christmas song out, and it was a bit of a one-hit wonder, and that was about it.
Oh, I think I remember him, the fellow with the hat and the kind of nice beard.
I don't know, I never saw it. But in other news, Pete, Bryan Cranston's getting stuck into rehearsals for his next role. He's moving to London for the next few months to start in the stage adaptation of Paddy Chayefsky's 1976 film, Network, which opens at the National Theatre in November. Bryan says he's really enjoying rehearsals, even if it's nerve-wracking to get used to a new project. And Paul, I'm going to ask you to press one of the buttons on your phone there so I can play the clip.
One, two, three, ready?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm so focused on the play. In 2 weeks into a play, it's almost always the same for actors. You're like, oh my, it's like if you moved to a new house and you went to school in it for the first time. It's your first week in a new school when you were 7 or 8 years old, and you're nervous, and you don't know anybody's name, and you're trying to figure out where you belong and where you're supposed to sit, and that's rehearsal in the first couple weeks. It's very kind of scary, but there's also excitement to that. And we have a great play at the National this winter, starting in November, all the way through March. So come see it.
What do you think, P? Are you going to go to London to see Bryan Cranston's new play?
Well, he doesn't sound very excited about himself.
No, he doesn't really, does he?
No, he doesn't.
It must be fairly crap. Paula, last story before I let you go, okay?
Tell me, yeah.
So Dunkirk, it's now officially Christopher Nolan's most successful release in the UK after taking in more than £56 million in the box office to date. What's that in euros, Paula, to put you on the spot?
56 million?
Yeah.
Well, the euro and the dollar are pretty close at the moment, I think.
Are
so
they?
This
is a little bit of a currency lesson from Paula Phelan.
I know.
So the World War II epic, which was released back in July, has also recently topped the $500 million mark in the worldwide box office. Dunkirk's also scored the biggest Warner Brothers film opening so far this year. So that's pretty cool.
I'm not going to lie. The only thing I really know about Dunkirk is the Harry Styles.
I was about to say. That's all I know about it as well. Well, Paula, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your birthday. I won't call you at 9:30. Don't worry.
Please don't.
But I'm going to ask you to wrap up the buzz with my signature wrap up of the buzz. Hold on now, let me just higher up your phone so you're clear to say this. Okay, go.
So that is your latest showbiz updates. For more stories like these, you can visit beat102103.com, and there is more in 60 minutes.
You're damn right.